以下是 His Congress A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容 Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 第二十章，时间124-125，时间1966年11月26日，地点纽约。
Ved Shastra kahe sambandha vidya prayajan Krishna prapta sambandha bhakti prapta sadhan No.The Vedas are the scriptures. Why they are made?
Veda 和经典，他们是为了什么制造的呢？
It is not practically made, but it is coming down by traditional process by hearing.
它实际上不是制造的，是通过传统的方法聆听传下来的。
Just like.We accept our father by hearing.
正如我们通过聆听接受我们的父亲。
A child is born, and when the child sees his other brothers and sisters calling a gentleman father, he also begins to say father.
一个孩子出生后，当他看到他其他的兄弟姐妹在把一个人叫成父亲，他也开始称父亲。
There is no question of studying.
不存在学习的问题。
By hearing.
通过聆听。
How does a child learn to call the father a father?
一个孩子怎么学会称父亲为父亲呢？
Because he hears.
因为他聆听。
Others are calling father.
其他人在叫父亲。
So he also calls father.
所以他也叫父亲。
There is no evidence, there is no study.
没有证据，没有学习。
Similarly, the Vedic knowledge was coming by hearing.
类似的，伟大知识也通过聆听来的。
There was no need of book.
不需要书籍。
But when this age, Kali Yuga began 5,000 years before, they were recorded and systematically.
但是在这个年代，卡利年代的一开始。五千年以前，他们被记录下来，系统的记录了。
Vedas, the first one there was only one Veda, Atharva Veda.
最初只有一部 Veda, Atharva Veda.
Then back there, just to make it clear, divided into four, and entrusted his various disciples to take charge of one school of Veda.
然后 Vyasadeva 为了使他更清楚，把它分成四部，交给他不同的门徒。掌管其中的一部。
Then again, he made Mahabharata, Puranas, just to make the Vedic knowledge understandable by the common man in different way.
然后他写了 Mahabharata, Puranas, 以不同的方式使普通人也能理解伟大知识。
But the principle is the same.
但原则都是同样的。
The Lord Chaitanya says, the purpose of Veda is,
对其他念说伟大的目的是
为啥是在上门上 what is our relation
上班的什么是我们的关系
our relation is as Vedanta Sutra says Janmadasya Yata
我们的关系是如 Vedanta Sutra 所说的 Janmadasya Yata
soThe relation with God is that we are, everything is born out of the energy of God.
和神的关系是一切都产生于神的能量。
So we are also born.
我们也是产生于他的能量。
Therefore we say God Father.
因此我们称神父亲。
This is accepted in every religion. There is no argument.
在每宗教的接受没有任何意义。
Now, what is the relationship between father and son?
那么父亲和儿子之间关系是什么呢？
Is it the relationship to exact only from father?
这关系是不是只去榨取父亲呢？
There is no duty of the son simply to take from father.
儿子是不是没有义务只要从父亲那里接受呢？
No, there is duty.
他有义务。
If a son is sensible and grown up, he knows that I have got my duty to love my father.
如果一儿子有理智长大了，他知道我有我的义务去爱我的父亲。
That is very simple thing. to love father.
那是非常简单的，去爱父亲。
Father has done so much for me. I'm just going to own the estate of father, and I'm enjoying the earnings of my father. So is it not my duty to show respect to my father?
父亲为我做了那么多事情，我以后将要拥有我父亲的财产，我现在在享受我父亲挣的钱，我的义务难道不是去尊敬父亲吗？
So those who are against God principle, those who are not God-minded, they are the lowest creature.
因此那些反对神的原则的人，那些心里不想着神的人，他们是最低的生物。
They are the lowest creature.
他们是最低等的生物。
Namana duskitina murha prapadanti naradhama. Anyone who does not recognize God, he is the lowest of the lowest creature.
任何一个不认识神的人，他是最低等的生物中最低等的。
Duskitina murha. These terms have been used.
Duskitina murha. 这里用了这些词。
Just like murha, ass.
Muda, 驴子。
Duskritana, miscreant.
Duskritana, 恶棍。
And naradhama, and lowest of the mankind.
Naradhama, 人类中最低等的。
Mankind is meant for recognizing.
人类是为了去认识的。
This is the life.
这是生命。
In animal life, one cannot recognize that there is God.And everything is coming from God.
在动物生命中，无法认识什么是神，一切都来自于神。
They cannot read Vedas or scriptures.
他们不能阅读伟大经经典。
They cannot take any instruction.
他们不能接受任何训导。
So these Vedas and scriptures are there for human beings.
因此，这伟大经和经典是为了人类的。
Therefore.A human being, so-called human being, with two hands and two legs, but they are animals who do not accept the authority of scripture and do not accept the existence of God.
因此，如果一个所谓的人有两条胳膊、两条腿，但他不接受经典的权威，不接受神的存在，那他们是动物。
So, Bhagavad Gita very nicely describes them, Naradhama.
因此 Bhagavad Gita 非常好的把他们描述为 Naradhama
Naradhama means lowest of the mankind
Naradhama 意思是最低等的人类
So our civilization is going to be lowest of the mankind
我们的文明是走向最低等的人类
And we are trying to advertise ourselves that we are advancing
but 而我们再把自己试图吹捧为在进步
yesterdaySome boy came. Oh, who is God? I am God.
昨天有个孩子来说，谁是神？我是神。
He is speaking like that.
他那样讲。
And he appears to be educated student.
而且他看上去是受过教育的学生。
From his appearance, it appears that he is educated. So this.
他看上去是不是受过教育的
？His education is going on, that they are going to be.The lowest of the mankind.
因此现在的教育是这样的，他们在变成人类中最低等的。
The purpose of education is to make man the highest of the mankind. But modern education is teaching the lowest of the mankind.
教育的目的应该是把一个人变成最高等的人，但现在的教育在教育怎样变成最低等的人。
And if some of the students are taught to become highest of the mankind, their guardians become disturbed.
而如果有学生受到教育怎样变成最高等的人，他们的监护人立即便不安了。
Oh, oh, my son is going to be highest of the mankind. Swamiji, you are playing dangerous things.
Oh, 我的儿子要将来变成最高等的人吗？ Swamiji, 你在做危险的事情。
Oh.
你看一下。
Swamiji saying, no, don't smoke, don't take tea, don't have illicit connection with women, be upright, be devotee, or Swamiji is dangerous.
Swamiji是在教育不要抽烟，不要喝茶，不要和妇女有非法的联系，变得正直，变成devotee奉献者。他们说哦 Swamiji 是危险的。
And if somebody teaches, my dear wife, take LSD, go to hell and become mad, go to the lunatic asylum, that is what can be done. This is the situation.
如果有人教育我亲爱的孩子们服用 LSD 去地狱变得疯狂去疯人院那没有那怎么办呢这是现在的情况
So we are situated in a society of the lowest of the men
因此我们是在处于一个最低等人的社会
Always remember this that we are situated in a civilization which is the lowest of the mankind
总是记住这点，我们是处于一个最低等的人类的文明。
Not only I'm speaking of your United States, they are all over the world.
我不仅是在指你们的合众国，全世界都是。
Even in India, where so much culture was made for understanding God, this foolish government there also teaching this.
即便在印度，那里有那么多的文化是为了去理解神。现在在愚蠢的政府他们也在教授这点这是这个年代
I don't think that I'm particularly criticizing some country or government this is the age
不要以为我是在特别的批评某个国家或者团体这是这个年代
Kali, it's called Kali
它被称为卡利年代
hypocrisy, simply hypocrisy
虚伪
Kali means full of hypocrisy.
Kali 意味着充满了虚伪。
So, we have to be very careful.
因此我们必须得非常小心。
We have to, David Tishaknamimoyaman, the illusionary energy is very strong.
这迷幻能量是非常强的。
At any moment, little slackness.
在任何时刻有一点松懈。
Oh, you have wrongly put. so, this is, actually, we should understand. So Lord Chaitanya says that sambandha means we have to revive, we have to re-establish our lost relationship with Krishna, our God.
我们应该去理解。主切坦尼亚说 sambandha 意味着我们必须得去恢复重建我们和 Krishna 神的失去的关系
That is civilization
那是文明
The relationship is there already because I am born The supreme cause is Krishna our God
这关系已经在那里了因为我出生了自尊的原因是 Krishna 神
But I have somehow or other I have forgotten that
但我这样那样的忘了那一点
Therefore, these scriptures, Vedas, this Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavad, Bhagavad Gita, these scriptures are reminding me.
因此这些经典伟大经 Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, 这些经典在提醒我
They are made for reminding me that your relationship with Krishna is eternal.Why you have forgotten? Therefore you are suffering.
他们是为了提醒我，你和 Krishna 的关系是永恒的，你为什么忘了呢？因此你在受苦。
We have discussed this all, and but
我们讨论过这个希罗克世界。
The bhayam dityabhi nivesatasya ishadapetasya vipadjayasmiti because you have taken a reverse position.Forgetting the Supreme, therefore you are put into anxiety.
因为我们采取了一个颠倒的地位，忘了自尊，因此我们处于焦虑中。
Because we have taken a reverse position.
因为我们采取了颠倒的地位。
With God, vipadya is very word is used. Vipadya means topsy-turvy.
Vipadya of smriti 这个词在这里用了。Vipadya 意思是上下颠倒的。
Your memory has become topsy-turvy. Therefore, you are suffering.
你的记忆上下颠倒了，因此你在受苦。
But he will not agree. No, we shall adjust. We shall make laws. We shall make agitation. We shall form party and go on defying God, and we shall be happy in this way.
但他不同意。他说：“我们可以调整，我们可以制定法律，我们可以进行抗议，我们可以组织政党，继续否认神。我们这样可以变得快乐。”
So, this godless civilization is now generating the Communist Party.
这无神论的文明现在产生了共产主义的政党。
So, the dangerous position we are coming.
因为我们到了这危险的地步。
So anyway, one who takes shelter of Krishna, he will not be put into danger.
不管怎么说，一个脱皮 Krishna 的人，他不会处于危险。
This is sure.
确信这一点。
Krishna sambandha bhakti prapter sadhana. So I have to revive my relationship.
我必须得恢复我的关系。
Relationship is there, simply I have forgotten.
关系在那里，我只是遗忘了。
So I have to revive it or remember it. That I am such and such.
我只是必须去恢复它或记起它啊，我是这样那样的。
Vasudeva Saraniti.Samahapasudullava, I have to become a great soul by surrendering to God.
我必须得通过皈依神变成一个伟大的灵魂。
So that surrendering process is bhakti or devotional service.
那皈依的过程是 bhakti, 奉献服务。
My relationship is eternal with the Supreme. I have forgotten it.
我和神的关系是永恒的，我遗忘了它。
Now that relationship is that he is the original father of everything and we are all sons.
那关系是他是一切的原始的父亲，我们都是儿子。
So we have to become, we have so long we have been disobedient.
到现在为止我们一直是不服从的。
Now we have to become obedient, that's.
现在我们必须得变得服从，就这样。
Disobedience means, That what is called obedience is the first law of discipline.
这服从意味着，服从是纪律的第一项原则。
As soon as the people of this world, so-called advanced world, they become obedient to God, then there will be discipline and there will be peace.
一旦这个世界的人，所谓的进步的社会，他们变得服从神，那么便会有纪律，便会有和平。
There is no discipline now.
现在毫无纪律。
They are not agreeable to follow any rules and regulation.
他们不同意接受任何规范守则。
Everyone is God.
每个人都是神。
Everyone is dog.
每个人都是狗。
Everyone can do anything, whatever he likes.
任何人都可以做任何事情，只要他愿意。
But there is no discipline.
没有纪律。
So, bhakti, devotional service means.To undergo a disciplinary system of our life so that automatically we can revive our lost relationship with Lord God and we become happy.
因此 bhakti, 奉献服务意味着度过有纪律的度过这生，这样自动的我们能够恢复我们和神的遗忘的关系，我们能变得快乐。
This is called bhakti.
这被称为 bhakti.
Omideva naam bhakti, prem prayajan. And why? What is the use?
为什么呢？有什么用呢？
Suppose we don't revive our relationship.
如果我们不恢复我们的关系，怎么样呢？
Then he'll be disturbed. You are after peace and prosperity. So what is the basis of peace?
那你别人总是受干扰，你是在追求和平和昌盛。那么和平的基础是什么呢？
Basis of peace is love.
和平的基础是爱。
Do you think that you do not love anyone and you become peaceful?
如果你谁都不爱，你能变得和平吗？平和吗？
No.
不。
How it is possible?
那怎么可能？
Therefore, if you love God, then you can love everyone.
因此，如果你去爱神，那么你能够爱每个人。
And if you don't love God,Then you cannot love anyone.
他如果你不爱神，那你谁都不能爱。
Because he is the center.
因为他是中心。
Just like in our, of course, here, your family system is different. In India, there is joint family system.
正如在我们，当然在你们这里家庭体系是不一样的，在印度有大家庭的体系。
Suppose a girl comes.The parents then gave the girls and boys, say, a girl was, belong to a different family.
父母给男孩女孩订婚，这女孩子原先是属于另一个家庭的。
But when she is married, she comes to the family. And because the husband and wife is related at once,The husband's brother becomes related, the husband's mother becomes related, the husband's father becomes related.
但一旦他结婚了，他到这个家里来，而因为丈夫和妻子是有关系的，立即对丈夫的兄弟变得有关系了，丈夫的母亲有联系了，丈夫的父亲也有联系了。
Husbands, everyone becomes related at once.
每个人都立即的变得有联系了。
The center point is husband.
这中心点是丈夫。
Before that, before any connection is the center point, these boys, father, brother had no relation with that girl.
在这之前，在和这中心点有联系之前，这男孩的父亲、兄弟和这个姑娘毫无关系。
The center point must be there.
因此，必须得有这中心点。
That if you can love God, then everything is relationship with God, then you can love.
因此，如果你去爱神，一切都是和神有关系的，那样你能够去爱。
You can love every man.
你能够爱每一个人。
You can love your country, you can love your society.
你能够爱你的国家，爱你的社会。
You can love your friends.
你能爱你的朋友。
Everyone.
每一个人。
That is the point.
那是要点。
They are thinking in a different way. Why shall I love God only? Why shall I love God? I shall love my family. I shall love my country. I shall love my.
他们想的是不同的。我为什么要去爱神？我要爱我的家庭，爱我的国家，爱我的。
Oh, no, you cannot love.
不，你不能去爱。
It is not possible.
那是不可能的。
Because you are missing the central point.
因为你没有这个中心点。
These are facts.
这些是事实。
Rama bhaktasya kuto mahaduguna. One who does not love God, he cannot have any good qualification.
一个不爱神的人，他不能有任何好的品质。
Why monorathina asato dhavato bhi? Because he will simply speculate on the mental plane.And will fall down under the spell of this material energy.
为什么呢？因为他只能在心意的层面上臆测，他会堕入物质能量的魔爪之下。
He has no standing.
他没有立足之处。
However, materially, academically qualification he may be, it is clearly stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that.
无论在物质上或者教育上他有多好的品质，在须弥的八个字那么清楚地说了。
The Shastri Bhakti Bhagavata Kinchana. We are giving you the least 26 qualifications.
我们给了你这个表26项品质。
As we become advanced in devotional service, all these good qualities will develop automatically.
当我们在奉献服中进步，所有这些好的品质能够自动地培养起来。
There is no need of legislation.
不需要有立法。
There is no need of but anything, but all those good qualities will develop.
不需要有任何东西，但所有这些好的品质会培养起来。
Otherwise, what is the meaning of Krishna consciousness?
不然的话 ，Krishna 世界有什么意义呢
？Is it a sentiment or fanaticism?
它是感情用事，或者是狂热主义吗
？No. It is a science.
不，它是门科学。
If you follow the rules and regulations and systematically, then all these qualities will develop.
如果你有体系的遵循规范守则。那么所有这些品质都会培养起来。你能够实际的看到。
And as soon as these qualities are there, then you become actually lover of your country. You become a lover of your fellow man.
而一旦这些品质有了，那你便真正的变成爱你的国家的人，你真正的爱你周围的人。
Friend, God, every, so if each and every man becomes like that.
如果每一个人都变成那样
，Of course, it is not expected that each and every man will become like that.
当然，我们不希望每一个人都能变成那样。
At least 10% of the population become Krishna consciousness. There is guarantee peace in the world.
至少，如果有10%的人变成 Krishna 世界，那么世界上的和平便有保证。
Because a Krishna, we do not require.Many moons in the sky.
因为 Akash Chandra, 我们不需要在空中许多月亮。
Only one moon is sufficient. To drive away the darkness.
一个月亮便足以驱逐黑暗。
Barameka Guniputra Nachamurtha Satarnati. Chanakya Pandit said, it is better to have a qualified son than to have hundreds of fools.
Chanakya Pandit 说，有一个有资格的儿子胜过有成百个傻瓜儿子。
So, the modern civilization is going on in that way, godless civilization.
现代的文明是无神的文明。
Some percentage of the civilized human being become Krishna consciousness. That will bring forth.
如果 有一部分和平的文开化的人变得 Krishna 世界，那么便能带来和平。不然的话是不可能的。因此这是必须的。主持他那样说。
Prayajan
的意思是它是必须的。
Purusharth Shiromani Prem Mahadhan.Lord Chaitanya's Mahaprabhu preaching was based on this principle, prema pumartha maha.
所以其他那的传教是基于这原则 prema pumartha maha.
What is the objective of human life?
什么是人类生命的目标呢
He said the objective of human life is to attain love of God.
他说人类生命的目标是获得对神的爱。
That's
就是那样
That makes him perfect.
那能使他变得完美
Nothing more His mission has been described by one of the Acharya Vishwanath Chakravarti He has studied
Vishwanath Chakravarti 一位 Acharya 学习了他的使命描述做其他的使命为
He said that the mission of Lord Chaitanya isAradha Bhagavan Brajasatanaya Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Aradhya.
他说主祇天的使命是Krishna, 自尊人格神是 Aradhya.
Aradhya means he is worshipped.
Aradhya 意思是他是值得崇拜的。
He is the only worshipable personality.
他是唯一值得崇拜的人。
Aradha Bhagavan Vrajasatanaya Sadhyamam Vrindavanam And as Lord Krishna is worshipable, similarly, he is place of pastime, Vrindavan Dham is also worshipable.
而且正如此 ,Krishna 是值得崇拜的。类似的他进行逍遥活动的地方 ,Vrindavan Dham 也是值得崇拜的。
Aradha Bhagavan Vrajasatanaya Sadhyamam Vrindavanam And what is the best kind of worship?
那么崇拜 Krishna 的最好的方式是什么呢？
For Krishna, na, ramya kati upasana, brajavadhu bhargavija kalpita. The highest kind of worship is as demonstrated by the dance and sabrindavan, the girl's friend of Krishna.
最高等的崇拜是由 Vrindavan 的年轻姑娘Krishna 的女朋友们展示的。
They had no adulteration.
他们不带任何掺杂。
Simply, they are always thinking of Krishna.
他们只是总是想着 Krishna.
Krishna is going outside of the village, and they are thinking at home. Oh.
Krishna 走出了村子，他们在家里想。
Oh, Krishna, I mean to say.Soul is so soft. How he is wandering in the jungle.
他们想 ，Krishna 的脚掌是那么的娇嫩，他们能怎么在丛林里走路呢
？There are so many particles of stone. Must be pricking.
地上那么多石子，一定会刺伤他的脚。
In this way, Krishna is there.
这样 ，Krishna 在那里。
They are at home, but they are thinking of Krishna.
他们是在家里，但他们在想着 Krishna.
How he is walking.How his soft foot is suffering.
他们想着他在怎么走路，他的娇嫩的脚掌怎样在受苦。
In this way, they're always absorbed in Krishna.
这样，他们总是沉浸于 Krishna 的世界。
They're not Vedantis.
他们不是 Vedanta 专家。
They're not Brahmins.
他们不是 Brahmana。
They're not educated.
他们没有受过教育。
They're cowherds, girls.
他们是牧牛姑娘。
But their love of Krishna is so intense.That Lord Chaitanya recommends. So there is no better worship than it was demonstrated by the dancers of the Nam.
但他们对 Krishna 的爱是那么强烈，以至于祖太娘推荐说，没有比这些在 Vrindavan 的年轻姑娘们展示的崇拜更好的了。
Ramma kati upasana, brajavadhu bhargavija kalpita. Then what is the source of understanding Krishna?
那么理解 Krishna 的源泉是什么呢 Srimad Bhagavatam
Amalam Puranam If you study Srimad Bhagavatam then you attain all these
如果你学习 Srimad Bhagavatam 那你能获得所有这些
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matavitam and Prima Kumartham So the book Srimad Bhagavatam
因此这书 Srimad Bhagavatam
The ideal worship, the dancers of Vrindavan.
理想的崇拜，Vrindavan 的年轻姑娘们。
Krishna is the worshipable object.
Krishna 是值得崇拜的目标。
And the necessity of life is to attain love of God.
而生命的必需品是去获得对神的爱。
This is the whole mission of Chaitanya.
这是其他的马哈布的整个使命精髓。因此，其他的马哈巴布在这里说 ：“Purusharta Shiromani Prema Mahadana。”人们都有他生活的目标 ，Dharmartha Kammoksha。他们生命的目标是，当然现代的人们不同了。先前在伟大社会中，目标是 Dharma， 使他们变得有宗教性。因此，每一个开化的社会国家都有某种宗教，因为如不变得有宗教性。不存在和平和昌盛，因此这是人类社会的目标，变得有宗教性。那为什么呢 ？Dharma Art， 然后经济发展变得更好，经济条件能够改善。如果人们都变得有宗教性，那么经济条件会变得更好。那么为什么要有更好的经济条件呢 ？Karma 意思是你的生命的必需品能够被更好的实现。Dharma, Art, Karma 和 Moksha 那么结局是什么呢如果你能够平和的在社会上生活那么你能够培养你的解脱因此 Dharma, Art, Karma, Moksha 通常这四项原则是人类生活的目标但是其他的马哈布布说是的这些都是对的但是 Prima, Pumarta, Mahan 如果有这些东西但你没有对神的爱那这一切都是毫无意义的 因此要试着去爱神，那么一切都会变好。这是切丹尼马哈伯布的使命 Prima Pumarto Maha。 因此 Prima 这里说切丹尼说，我们应该理解我摸神的关系，我们应该相应的去行动，那意味着在奉献中行动，因此我们应该有生活的最高的完美去爱神，那我们人类生命的使命便被实现了。谢谢大家，结束。